Well, Roger Overall and I are sitting here at the table. It's most times when we do a little podcast before we record Business Jazz, it's completely impromptu, but we've been discussing something which we're not going to reveal on air, and Roger is seated quietly at the table opposite me. I've had a cup of tea, he's had orange juice, and good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Paul.
What are we going to do today in this podcast? Have you got yourself all organised, by the way?
In terms of equipment and yes.
Is all the equipment and everything here?
All the equipment is here, and I've read the email and I've followed the links.
You've read the Chris Brogan email?
I have read the Chris Brogan email that we'll be talking about in a minute, and I've read all the links.
Actually, I want to talk to you about a Chris Brogan, not an email, first, before we get on with the Business Jazz podcast. Have you seen the blog post he's published on the 3rd of December about podcasting?
No.
Okay, well, look, it's pointless going over it all now, but Chris Brogan's most recent blog post, or in the last couple of days, is saying basically podcasting is on the way back, right?
Was it ever gone?
Right, well, that's an issue, but basically he's saying podcasting is on the way back. It was very, this isn't exactly his words, it was very sexy, it was very strong. Then it went into the doldrums. Now it's coming back. And the last time I looked at the blog post from Chris last night, I was in a state of complete utter exhaustion. Very late last night, after midnight, I think it was, I saw that there were 73 comments on the blog post at that point in time. And, you know, I mean, the West Coast of America still had another, 8 hours to go before midnight. So I have no idea how many comments there are. But the thing I mentioned is that there's a huge place where people are discussing, podcasting. I saw a number of people referring to Google Plus, podcasting on Google Plus, podcasting here. And given all of you and my interest in podcasting and helping other people to do podcasts of all the different types, we have there a community of people discussing podcasting around Chris Brogan's email.
Well, I think...
Or not his email, about his blog post.
About his blog post. I mean, I think there is... I agree. I think podcasting is a very powerful medium. And if people are listening to this, then they should definitely go to Chris's blog post. And if their interest is piqued and they want the technical ins and outs, go to smartpassiveincome.com, Pat Flynn, and he has done a series of, and here's the interesting bit, he's done a series of video posts about the nuts and bolts of doing a podcast, the technical ins and outs, because you could read Chris Brogan's blog post and go, wow, this is really interesting, I want to get involved. Step two would be to go to Pat Flynn, and he will explain all about how you set it up, how you go from start to finish, all the technical things. The other place to go if you're interested in podcasting is Podcast Answer Man, which is a regular weekly podcast about podcasting. And he, as the podcast title suggests, answers questions about podcasting. You can email in, or I think you can ring up and leave a question, and he will answer the question on air for you, anything to do with podcasting.
But no, you see, I think that's the wrong approach. I think the idea that you can have a Q&A about podcasting, the first thing is actually you have to be clear about what kind of an impact are you actually trying to make in society, right? What is the value that you're bringing to other people? Mm. All this stuff about technical stuff, about how you set up your podcast, I think it's very interesting, and I admit that I kind of outsource all the technical stuff to you and to MC Fontaine and to anyone else I can outsource it to. But as far as I'm concerned, the really clear issue people need to have in their head is, what is the impact they want to make, right, first of all? What's our mission in life, right? And once they're clear about that is then, okay, what are the tools they're going to use to make that impact, right? And that means they have to stack up, look, I'm going to talk to people face-to-face in my local community. That's how I'm going to have an impact. I need to get better at doing face-to-face stuff. I need to go to Toastmasters. I need to go to BNI. I need to go to the various ways you can do face-to-face stuff. You then talk to kind of other ways of doing it. And then you get to podcasting. And, there are people who are saying, I need to be better at using photographs. But the key thing is, what are you bloody well trying to do? And Pat Flynn can't tell you what you need to do, right? No expert on podcasting tell you what you need to do. You actually, there's no escaping the hard work of getting bloody clear about what is your mission, right? And that is the same whether we're talking about podcasting, right, or whether we're talking about anything. So I'm back to the issue about podcasting is why bother to do it, right?
Well, I'm going to disagree.
Go on, disagree.
I'm actually going to disagree. Yeah. Because if we all hung around trying to figure out what it is we're going to do and how we, you know, our purpose, and go and find out all the bits of information as to why we're doing something.
No, you don't need to collect information about why you're doing something.
You just said we have to figure out all this stuff out first. I mean, I've done podcasts and we just did them. And I think there's a lot of merit in just doing it and see what happens, and if it fails, then it fails and you learn from that. And one of the things you might learn is actually the topic we're broadcasting about is total nonsense. Maybe I should go away and figure that out. But it's all part of the learning process of doing it. And I think you can become bogged down in planning or pre-planning even.
Look, you misunderstand me. I'm talking about something entirely different, right? The point about you is that no matter what you assert, you actually are very, very clear that you want to have an impact and why you want to have an impact, right? You already have that sorted out, right? The point is you want to know, will I go into this arena or that arena or the other arena? Will I do stuff on food? Will I do stuff on this? But it's still Roger Overall doing his best to leave a legacy behind you, for your daughter, for your family, make money in the process as well to keep yourself fed. You're terribly clear, right? I think the problem is that people are considering, will I get into podcasting, without being clear about what their mission in life really is.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? Why not just do it? Why not have fun doing it? Why not have the experience?
Have fun. If your mission is to have fun, well, go and have fun. Go and have fun. And on the way, you might add an extra mission on top of it. But I mean, fun is a perfectly legitimate mission, right? Amusement is a perfect, you know. Everything doesn't have to be bloody serious.
Oh, I know. But if you want to have an overarching philosophy behind what you're doing, I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of fun just doing podcasts, and some have failed. Some still exist.
But you're still on the same mission, right? I don't think your mission has changed. Maybe you've refined your way of expressing it. But that's a bit like saying, look, I've taken a 5-iron out of my bag and played it on the 14th fairway. Well, when I found myself on the fairway on the 15th club, I actually used a 6-iron, right? Big deal. You still had the same objective, which was to put the ball in the hole in as few shots as you could.
I still think, and I do think, there's merit in a series of posts about how you then realise your vision. I mean, it's very well saying Pat Flynn can't help you with that. Part of what he does is actually about that. But the reference to his series of podcast tutorials, if you like, is to take away another barrier. Because podcasting isn't as straightforward as... It's fairly simple, but if you don't know where to start, then the grandest vision in the world is not going to get heard and realised. So I think it is.
Well, it's like making a cake, you know. If you can't actually, you know, if you don't know the basics about what will happen to flour and eggs and water or milk or something and fat when you put it in the oven, you're going to be bloody lucky if you get a cake that come out, right? But we have to assume some basics. By the way, I found Chris Brogan's blog post. It said he recently launched a new radio show called The Human Business Way. And he says, podcasting is back, ? And he says, for a lot of people, podcasting never left. And he goes on and on and on about it. But the great stuff about it is that there are 49 comments already registered on the blog post. So that means there are 49 people who actually took the trouble to... log on. In fact, there are 50 now, and there have been 178 reactions, and they include a guy called Hugh Briss. Don't know if that's a real name. S.W. Brugler, Chris Brogan himself, Brian Schwartz, Paul Allen Clifford, Lorcas Raymond. These are very interesting people. I tried to leave a comment on this last night, but I screwed up and I didn't get on. I don't know where my comment has gone to. Anyway, there's a whole lot of people here who are interested in podcasting, and I just thought, Roger, I'd sort of mention it in the prequel to what we're going to do today. Is there anything you want to say by way of, so before we move all the stuff out of the way and record Business Jazz?
Pat Flynn's How to Start a Podcast, 167 comments, if we're talking numbers. I think the two put together will probably be quite powerful.
Okay, will you email me the link to Pat Flynn's one, and I'll put it in I'll attach it to this one afterwards, yeah?
Yes, okay.
And we'll put the two of them in. And it just means that, you know, I mean, at least, Audioboo is just, you know, people who are already persuaded that podcasting is very good. And
well,
that's one great thing.
And but what Audioboo also does is it takes away the a lot of the technical barriers. You sacrifice stuff for that, for ease. There's always a compromise, but Audioboo gives you great ease of publishing. Absolutely.
Well, the other thing, of course, is that the community on Audioboo are already, you know, podcasters. But it's actually the people who find the podcasts on Audioboo via Google search engines. They find them because, you know, they're following a topic and they open up a page and they see, oh, there's a podcast there about that. I mean, they're the people who may not already be persuaded about podcasting, and they dip into it and listen to an Audioboo, and sometimes they get hooked. Sometimes
like the suggestion of joining Toastmasters, though. That's a very good suggestion. Anyway, I've emailed that to you. At least I think I have.
I was invited to Toastmasters during the week.
You were?
Yeah. Shirley Gallagher invited me.
Were you invited to teach?
No, I actually want to craft a... I'd like to get invited to a conference or two. In fact, I mean, to be really blunt, I'd like to be invited to TED, but that's a bit far-fetched, really. But I'd like to be invited to TED, right? I don't think you get invited to TED. You win the right to be, you win the right to be considered by doing something great, right? So, but the key thing about it is that in Toastmasters, I think it's a place where you might get a number of people who would be willing to help.
I think Toastmasters is great. Alan Cuthbert, who we've mentioned on the podcast, invited me several times to come to his group, chapter, meeting.
In Glenmire, is it? Is it the local one in Glenmire?
Montanotti, I think.
Oh, is it?
I'm not sure
right.
It's in Glenmire.
Have you never been to
Toastmasters? I've never been. I desperately wanted to, but I could
never
get it together to actually be there. Something to be revisited, because I think you do learn to speak and present and talk properly at these things. I think that's very valuable if you're in podcasting.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, we'll stop chatting away about this, and we'll get ourselves mic'd up, and we'll address the Chris Brogan email. Is that what we'll do this week?
I think we will.
We'll address the Chris Brogan latest email this week. Okay.